Warriors podcast coming to you from the BioFreeze Performance Center at team headquarters, and we are joined by Glenn Robinson III. So glad that you're here. So glad to get a chance to talk to you, and really your initial impressions of this Warriors culture now that you're here. What is it?
Thanks for having me. But it's a very fun, very positive environment to be around. I think for my time in the league, you know, it's been so serious about, you know, making teams, making a spot, making a roster. And I feel like now, it was still as important to me, but it's about having fun and playing basketball again. And that's what this team, that's what this culture, that's what Coach Kerr brings to the table. And I'm loving it so far.
When you think of the team's style of play, as you've seen it over the years, when you were coming here and being part of this, how can the style of play best help bring out what's the best parts of your game?
I think that they're very a team who runs the floor, you know, and that's always been a team that I've wanted to play for. That's been my style of play, running, playing smart, cutting. And I'm able to do that off of great basketball players who don't mind the unselfishness. And Steph, and Dre, D'Angelo, you know, even Looney out here recently. You know, so I'm very excited for my time here. I know that it can help bring out the best basketball player I am, and just help me on and off the court just be the best I can be.
You know, slashing, playing defense, the three ball, all great stuff throughout your career. And the time in Indiana really showing fans what you can do. And I think of, at Media Day, how you had said you had talked with Andre Iguodala before coming here. What is that connection, and how influential has Andre been, or his style of play been, on what you do?
Yeah, Andre's been a great mentor in a sense for me. You know, I followed his career, I followed his time here with the Warriors, and for the past couple of years, just gotten to know him a little bit more, you know, from being in the league. And before I came here, you know, I did see him a couple of times, you know, in the gym and just outside of the gym, and you know, just taking some of his advice for the best of my ability, because he has so much success here. But you know, I followed what he did on the court, you know, for this team. He was a role model, you know. I think that he was the ultimate vet, you know. He was able to get it done on both ends of the court and just used his length, his athleticism to the best of his ability. And I still watch a lot of Andre clips, how I can be the best, you know, player that I can be. And in a sense, take what he's given this system and taking from this system and use it now that I'm here, being a younger, you know, I think athletic guy as well, what I can bring to the table.
Have you got a chance to check out his book, The Sixth Man? I mean, tremendous. And a shout out to Andre for really what's an excellent book that I just read in like a couple days this offseason. I loved it.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's a read that you really don't want to put it down. You know, I think that it was very cool of him to kind of give his insight and give his perspective on a lot of different topics, you know, because I think a lot of people want to know what we go through. A lot of people want to know more than just the everyday stuff that they kind of hear in the media. So, yeah, props to him for writing that, for accomplishing that. That's a huge accomplishment. And, much success for him down the rest of his path in the league. But, you know, if today was it for him, I think that he's left a legacy that a lot of people will respect. And, you know, I think on and off the court, you know, not just the book, but the type of person that he is. That's all I hear being around here is the culture that he brought here every single day, you know, the positive energy that he brought here. And that's really what I want to continue to. Since we do have so many young guys, it's kind of trying to bring some of that same energy, bring some of that, because those things will keep you in the league as well, you know. So being a great locker room guy, great teammate, you know, trying to pick off where he left off.
You help continue a thread of the real family aspect as it relates to the NBA and carrying it through generations. Stephen's dad, Dell, playing for many, many years in the league. Clay's dad, Michael. Your dad, Glenn Jr. When you think of growing up in and around the NBA with your dad playing for several teams and winning a title and being an all-star, when you think what that represented earlier in your life, because I guess when you were born, he was entering the league.
Yeah, I was born in 94. That's the year that he entered the league, number one pick. And, you know, my grandma often said that, you know, we got the first color TV in Gary at our house, and people would come up to the window and watch the games with us. So, and I was always on her lap watching. So I think that basketball has always been important to me. One thing that I was thankful for about my dad is he didn't force me to play. You know, he didn't force me to do anything I didn't want to do. It was just my love and my care for the game. But, you know, growing up in Gary, you know, he started a camp where he would do every year for kids for free. And I just continued on that legacy when I got into the league, and just trying to do everything that we can for the community that we come from to help those people out. Because besides him and Michael Jackson, I don't think there's too many people that's came out of Gary and done huge things. So just trying to carry on a tradition. In 05, you know, when he won the ring with the Spurs, Popovich, you know, he often still talks to me to the day and tells my dad that he says hello and give him his best wishes, and kind of gain that connection, you know. So I've seen throughout my career my dad have a very positive impact on me as I've moved around a couple of different teams, even got here. Coach Ron coached against my dad, coached my dad actually. Mike Brown coached against my dad and with him. So I think that, you know, it's definitely helped me as a person and as a player just continue to grow along with Steph and Clay.
Weird question, it's sort of a side note here, but when you were in Detroit, you noticed that Motown really has a solid influence and the Jacksons tied to that. But Gary, I've always wondered, how does Gary, Indiana celebrate the Jackson family?
Actually, their house, they turn it into like somewhat a memorial, you know. People will go by and they want to see the Jackson house, but it's sad because there's not much to Gary right now. You know, I think that we're going to see some changes because it can be one of the best cities in the country, I believe, because it's right by the water, Lake Michigan, sand dunes. It's the only sand dunes that I know of being around. There's a lot to it, but I think that it's going to take some time to kind of regeneration, you know, and see what happens there in the next coming years. But I also recently heard that Michael B. Jordan and someone else is teaming up to make a movie there in Gary. So hopefully some better things come throughout the city, you know, and we can kind of revamp it and put it back on the map. But that's part of my job as well, is playing as best I can be and kind of let people know where I am from and helping the community there.
Its proximity to Chicago and that style of play and all of what it is to be immersed in really the state of Indiana and basketball. I mean, here in the Bay Area, we have a basketball culture, but Indiana basketball does do something very, very different. Help us understand, like growing up in Gary, growing up in Indiana, really what the basketball culture is.
Every kid plays. There's parks everywhere. You know, basketball is the main sport. You know, we like our football, we like our other sports, but when it comes to basketball, it's just insane. You know, I think that the level of competition is crazy. When I was coming out of high school, you know, myself, Yogi Ferrell, Gary Harris, RJ Hunter, there's been a lot of talent to come throughout Indiana, and a lot more talent to come. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, walking around San Francisco, walking around the Bay Area, we don't have the water, the hills, the too much of the sunshine. You know, it's nothing else to do but get in a gym because it's always 75 and sunny in here. So, you know, I think that's why we do it most times, because other than that, it's just cornfields and flat land. So I think that's the biggest thing about Indiana basketball.
Well, I got to ask you, what have you enjoyed thus far by being in the Bay Area?
Actually, this is the first time I've lived downtown since my rookie year. So it's great to be in an environment, in a city who they also care about basketball. They also care about their sports. And good shot. And I think that Indiana, being here in San Francisco, it just really, it's a great place to be. You know, I never realized how, besides not having snow, I never realized how good of an area it was because I didn't spend much time here. But I'm happy to be here, and I'm loving the Bay Area.
We're in the BioFreeze Performance Center, the team practicing, getting set for the season ahead. We're with Glenn Robinson III. A couple more questions. I think back to watching your dad play at Purdue and really helping carry a team there with great teammates, great coach Gene Cady at the time. And I tell you, this was something that you really saw. Then you're at Michigan. Did you get extra juice when in conference you guys would be playing the Boilermakers?
I did. I remember one time I went baseline and dunked it on somebody and kind of looked over at the coach, Matt Painter, and some of the bench, and just gave him like a little evil stare, you know, because they didn't offer me. Indiana didn't offer me. So I was there was a little extra motivation there, you know. But the same thing happened in the league, you know. when guys get cut or traded, I know for me, you know, you always get that extra adrenaline, that extra juice. When I'm playing Minnesota, they cut me. When I'm playing Indiana, they let me go. They didn't re-sign me. When I'm playing some of those teams, you know, you start to get that extra edge on you, and especially if the same coaching staff or players are there. But it just makes it that much more fun and show you how competitive we are.
In college, one day you get a text beckoning you to East Lansing. What was this exactly, and was this like your first indoctrination to the intensity of one Draymond Day-Day Green? Yeah,
it was. You know, I didn't know his nickname at the time, but I get a text message from someone saying, you know, you scared of a Spartan dog or something like that. And I was like, who is this? He was like, it's Day-Day. And I'm like, who is Day-Day? You know, so that was the first encounter that I had with Draymond and his intensity and how he was as a person. But being here now, he's one of the nicest guys that I've been around. He'll get on you. He'll get on teammates if he feels like you can do better. But he's one of the most caring and one of the most competitive individuals I've been around. You know, he doesn't want to lose. He doesn't care what it takes. He's going to get the best out of everyone, even coach, you know. So I really respect that about him. And he's tried to get me here a couple years now. And being here, you know, I'm just ready to start the season and happy to be here along his side.
All right, last thing here. Outside of basketball, what drives you? What passions do you have that propel you through life beyond what we do here on the court?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have an 18-month-old daughter, obviously my family, and her name's Ariana. And I recently actually just started a foundation called Ari. It's Angels Are Real Indeed is the name of the foundation. And, you know, I just dedicated to helping fathers become better and giving them essentials to become better, but also assisting families and children without fathers. Because I know how important it is to me. And I think that just given this where I am today and all the skills that I have and being in the NBA, just using my platform to help others, because I think that's definitely a reason why I was given this. I've always been a very giving person. So helping out others has been very important to me. And I know how much it means for my father to be in my life, for me to have a daughter, and just really caring for those without one, because I think everyone needs their dad. So that's really something that drives me. Other than that, off the court, I'm a huge fisherman. I'm a country boy. I like to garden and farm. So one day when I retire, you'll probably catch me like 40-plus acres living off the land or something like that. So.
Well, all of that is beautiful. Congratulations on everything with family, the foundation, and just having such a great approach to life. I can't wait for the fans to get to know you better. And thank you so much for spending time with us here as we get things going with the season, this new Warriors podcast era that we're entering. And with Glenn Robinson III, I'm Lawrence Scott. This is the Warriors Sound Podcast. Thank you so much for checking us out.